The following is another ESPN Radio sports presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Schwenka way out away from the hoop, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off there, gives it off Christensen, dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Kissinger, drives the baseline left side, 5-foot floater, good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more. And three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2 of 2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early six-point lead.
Six programs will hoist a state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning. Welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We're in Lincoln. It's Championship Saturday for Boys State High School basketball. Today, six. Count them. We've got six high school basketball championships to decide here throughout the afternoon and throughout the morning and throughout the evening here at the Sports Center. We'll start off with a Class D2 matchup here this morning. The Giltner Hornets into the state championship in boys basketball for the first time ever. And Giltner getting set to take on the Broncos out of Juanita Palisade. Good morning, I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you here this morning in the opener. Juanita Palisade coming in, a record of 26 wins and one loss on the season. They are the number three seed here in the Class D2 state tournament field. The road to the state championship has been decided by a win over number six, St. Mary's, 63-54 on Thursday. Then they beat Sterling in the semifinals yesterday. Sterling, the number two seeded team, beat the Jets by the score of 50-46. The Giltner Hornets, the number one seed, and they've been ranked number one in Class D2 most of the season. The Hornets come in a record of 24 wins and two losses on the season. Giltner knocking off the number eight seed, Lindsay Holy Family, on Thursday by a score of 44-25. And then yesterday, beating Wynot, the number four seed, in the semifinals by a score of 51-45. So the Class D2 state championship coming up first for you here this morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We got a lot more action coming your way. Our second ball game today will be the Class C2 state championship ball game. That will pit Lincoln Christian against Archbishop Bergen. Then we move to Class A, where you get Omaha Bryan and Omaha Central. Those are the first three ball games we'll have here today on ESPN Radio. So we're sneaking up on game time here this morning between Giltner and Juanita Palisade, the first game of six today here on ESPN Radio. We'll come back and get some more pregame information as we continue in 1 minute.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Mike Will back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Championship Saturday for boys state high school basketball. The Class D2 state title game is up first. The Giltner Hornets into the state championship for the first time ever. In fact, the last time Giltner had a chance to play for a state championship of any kind was in football in 2009. And that ball game, they got embarrassed by Howells, losing by the score of 68-28. They hope their fortunes are a little bit different here on the hardwood this morning as they take on a very good Juanita Palisade team. The Broncos, again, a record of 26 wins and one loss on the season. Their only loss was to Arapaho, losing by the score of 53-46. Juanita Palisade is a high-scoring basketball team. They average about 68 points per ball game on offense, pretty good defensively as well. They give up only 43.4 on the defensive end. Giltner's going to have to try to match that here today, although it's a Giltner team that averages only 51.7 points per ball game on offense. They give up 33.8 on the defensive end. Giltner has lost twice so far this season. In fact, they lost in their district championship ball game to Lindsay Holy Family 44-33, so Giltner got one of the two wild cards in Class D2. However, Giltner coming back, ironically, and beat Lindsay Holy Family in the opening round of the state tournament on Thursday, winning by a score of 44-25. Of course, their big gun is their man inside, Drew Ott, a 6'4" junior. Ott is averaging 18 points and 12 rebounds per ball game. He had 20 rebounds in the contest against Lindsay Holy Family on Thursday, but so far, scoring-wise, Drew averaging only 10 points per ball game here during the state tournament. Some other guys have stepped up. Lucas Richards scored 12 points in the ball game yesterday in their win over Wynot 51-45, and also they got good production. Trevor Poppin came off of the bench in the second half of play and had a critical stretch where he scored 7 straight points for Giltner. So a great matchup here today to get our championship Saturday underway. 26-1, Juanita Palisade, the number 3 seed in Class D2, taking on Giltner, the number 1 seed. The Hornets coming in, a record of 24 wins and 2 losses. Hornets making their 14th appearance here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. They have never won the state title game. They have never played in the state championship game. Meanwhile, Juanita Palisade coming in, they are making their 6th appearance here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. They were here in 2007. In fact, they won the Class D1 state championship their last time here in 2007. So we're sneaking up on game time here this morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Our Boys State tournament coverage is brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet at American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson. He's your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Best of luck to all the area athletes at this year's Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. So it's Giltner and Juanita Palisade as we sneak up to a game time here this morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Best of luck to all the athletes in the game today from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The Giltner Hornets going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here this afternoon. They'll be dressed in their black uniforms this morning, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Giltner 24-2 on the season. knocking off the number 8-seeded team, Lindsay Holy Family, and beating the 4th-seeded team yesterday in the semifinals. Why not? 51-45. They will go with the starting lineup. It looks like this. Dustin Hastings is a 6'1" in sophomore. Hastings is averaging 4 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. He has scored 12 points in the state tournament so far. Ethan Kreitz is a 5'11" junior. He is averaging 6.5 points per ball game and 3.2 rebounds per game. Kreitz had 10 points in the ball game against Lindsay Holy Family on Thursday. Came back with 13 yesterday in the ball game against Wynot. Jacob Finley is a 6'1" in sophomore. Finley is averaging 2.9 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Lucas Richards is a 6'1" in senior. He's averaging 5 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Richards had a solid outing yesterday. He scored 12 points in the ball game against Wynot. And then Drew Ott, the 6'4" inch junior. Ott is averaging 18 points and 12 rebounds per game. He battled foul trouble. In fact, Gildner battled foul trouble the entire ball game yesterday against Wynot, and only one guy ended up fouling out of the ball game. So head coach Matt Drew did a nice job just kind of shuffling his players and keeping them in the ball game. And Drew Ott was one of the guys who was in foul trouble most of the way yesterday. So Gildner, coached by Matt Drew, as they seek their first state championship here this morning in Class D2. Taking on the Juanita Palisade, the Broncos. Again, the record at 26 wins and one loss in the season. Their only defeat to Arapaho, 53-46. They will go with Reese West. West is a 5'9" junior. West is averaging 2.3 points and 1.8 rebounds per ball game. Chris Bartles is a 5'11" and senior. He is averaging 20 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Bartles so far in the two contests here at the state tournament for Juanita Palisade has scored 22 and 18 points respectively in the two ball games. Drew Harris is a 6'4" and senior. Harris is averaging 19.8 points and 9.6 rebounds per game. Ricky Martin is a 6'2" and senior. Martin is averaging 12.7 points per ball game and 7.3 boards per contest. And then Bo Fanning is a 5'11" junior. He is averaging 5.5 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. So you can see Juanita Palisade really rely on three guys. In fact, their bench is not very deep. If Gildner can get into the Juanita Palisade bench here this morning, that's going to be definitely an advantage for the Hornets. Juanita Palisade will play probably only 7 or 8 players throughout this entire ball game. Bartles, Harris, and Martin averaging 20, 19, and 12 points respectively for Juanita Palisade. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on ESPN Radio. The first game of 6 here this morning. The C2 state championship ball game is coming up next. We've got Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen. Then we've got the Class A state championship ball game. That will go at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That will pit Omaha Bryan against Omaha Central. Class D1 going at 4:30 this afternoon. Class B at 6:30. Class C1 will go at 8:30. Also, various consolation games going on around the city of Lincoln. We'll try to get those games to you in just a couple of minutes. They will tip off at 10 o'clock this morning, but we're set to go. It's Championship Saturday here in Lincoln. It'll be Giltner shooting guard basket to our left. Here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Drew Ott into the center circle, and the ball is in the air. Giltner controls the opening tip. The Hornets quickly into the forecourt as they pound the ball inside to Drew Ott down there on the baseline. Comes back out on top to Kreitz. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Back to Kreitz. Back to the wing on the left side again to Richards. His pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Kreitz. He drives the ball to the elbow right side of the lane. Back out between the circles to Finley. Over on the right side again to Kreitz to Finley. Left side on the wing to Lucas Richards, who touches the ball for the first time for Giltner. Here they pound the ball down low again. Drew Ott, turnaround, jump around for the baseline. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Drew Harris. Harris has got the ball for Juanita Palisade. And here come the 26-1 Juanita Palisade Broncos, dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue here this morning. In this Class D2 state championship game, Reese West has got the ball down in the corner now to Bo Fanning. Out on the wing on the left side, they get it to a Ricky Martin, drives into the lane. His shot is up there, it's good. Ricky Martin scores for Juanita Palisade. He gets the first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos go out on top with a score of 2-0. Now Giltner throws the ball away. Ethan Kreitz trying to take it to the far sideline to Dustin Hastings, and he threw it way over the Giltner bench and out of bounds. First turnover on the Hornets. Giltner fell behind yesterday in the ball game to Wynot, fell behind 6-0. They're behind 2-0 here. Here's a shot off of the baseline. It's up and in. He's fouled in the play. He was shielded off by the official in front of us here, but the field goal goes to Bo Fanning. Bo Fanning gets the field goal there for Juanita Palisade, and a foul called on the Giltner. Drew Ott picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Hornets. Here in the first quarter, play shot from the free throw line is up and in. So Bo Fanning has already outdone himself in the state tournament. He had just 2 points in the first two ball games here. He scores three here on a three-point play, and Juanita Palisade is out to a 5-0 lead over Giltner in this Class D2 state championship. Here's a baseline jumper by Richards that's down through the hole. Lucas Richards scores there for Giltner, and the Hornets back to within 3 points early in the contest. Here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, 5-2 is the score. Juanita Palisade has got the lead. Here's Bartles with the ball now. Bartles out here in three-point territory, sends it down the left sideline. Bo Fanning down in the corner, brings it out on top, driving the ball to the hole. A shot is up there by West. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Lucas Richards. Richards down the near sideline to get it to Sean Finley. He drives, and he's fouled in the play. Sean Finley taking the ball to the hole there for Giltner, and he is fouled in a play here. And now Finley goes to the free-throw line for the Giltner Hornets. The personal foul is going to be called on Drew Harris. Harris picks up his first. Team foul number one on Juanita Palisade here in the first quarter. Going to the free-throw line is going to be number 10, Sean Finley. Finley averaging 3 points per ball game. He fires up a first shot. It's going to be up there, no good. Finley will get one more. He's averaging 3 points and 2.4 rebounds per ball game. 6:15 to play here in the first quarter at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. You're listening to the Class D2 state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Second shot is up there. It is good. So Finley hits one out of two from the free throw line. Juanita Palisade now with a 2-point lead. 5-3 is the score. And the Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Chris Bartles. And he's had a sensational tournament so far, scoring 22 and 18 points in the two ball games for the Broncos. There's a Bo Fanning. He takes a little 15-footer. Shot good. Bo Fanning hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And now Juanita Palisade has got a 7-3 advantage over Giltner. Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. That's going to be Kreitz with the ball. He sends it down the right sideline. It's been deflected out of bounds. Deflected into the scorer's table down here by Ricky Martin of Juanita Palisade. So it'll be Giltner playing things in on the far side. That's going to be Trevor Poppin into the ball game now for Giltner head coach Matt Drew. Giltner on the attack. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-3. On the wing, on the left side is going to be Richards. Brings it out to a Kreitz between the circles. Right side down to Finley. Back inside. Here's a shot from the elbow. It's up and in. Trevor Poppin scores there for Giltner. He scored 7 in a matter of just a few seconds yesterday in the third quarter for Giltner when the Hornets were making a comeback in the ball game against Wynot. He gets his first field goal here. Here's a shot right side of the basket up and in by Ricky Martin. Juanita Palisade just pounding the ball down low, and Ricky Martin gets the field goal there for the Broncos. So they come back and match Giltner. 9-5 is the score. Here's a deflected pass. It's going to be out of bounds. A deflected pass down here in the near sideline. Drew Harris got his hands on it there for Juanita Palisade, but could not control it. It goes out of bounds. Dustin Hastings back into the ball game now for Giltner. Going out is going to be Lucas Richards. The Class D2 state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. 5:10 remaining in the opening quarter. It is Juanita Palisade out on top of Giltner by the score of 9-5. Ethan Kreitz has got the ball, brings it over on the wing on the left side to Finley. Here's an entry pass at the top of the fingertips to Poppin. It is brought down here by Juanita Palisade coming back the other way. Harris has got the ball. Drew Harris comes out between the rings now to Reese West. West goes to Bartles now, spins at the top of the key, takes it to the free throw line, over to West, down to the baseline. Here's a shot by Fanning. It's up there from 10 feet away, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz runs her back the other way for Giltner. 3-on-2 break. Shovels the ball off inside to Poppin. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Ott. Follow shot blocked down, and the foul is called. Drew Ott had 20 rebounds in the ball game on Thursday against Lindsay Holy Family. He grabs one there, and now he goes to the free throw line for Giltner. The personal foul is going to be called on Ricky Martin. That's going to be his first personal foul. Second team foul called on the Broncos here in the first quarter of play. It's going to be Ott at the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. Drew Ott has had ball games of 10 and 10 points so far in the two ball games here in the state tournament. Hits his first one here this morning, and it's now a 9-6 ball game in favor of Juanita Palisade. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to the Broncos of Juanita Palisade. Drew Harris gets the board there as he gets it away now to a Chris Bartles. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Back out on top. That's going to be Harris with the ball driving down the paint. The foul is going to be called. Harris just attacking the basket there as he takes it to the hole, and he is fouled in a play by Giltner. So Giltner, a personal foul there on Drew Harris. That's going to go on Trevor Poppin. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Hornets. And going to the free throw line is going to be Harris for Juanita Palisade, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Drew Harris It's his first point in the ball game. He's a guy that's averaging 19.8 on the season. Dylan Heinrichs into the ball game now for Giltner. He's going to replace Lucas Richards. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Harris hits a pair, and Juanita Palisade is out to a 5-point lead over Giltner. It is 11-6. We got 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Giltner driving the ball down the baseline. That's popping. He loses control of the ball. Third turnover on Giltner here in the ball game. Juanita Palisade comes back the other direction with the ball. Bartles has got it back outside. A 3-pointer up and in. Drew Harris throws up the 3-ball there for Juanita Palisade. He's now got 5 points, and the Broncos are out on top of the Hornets by the score of 14-6. Again, Juanita Palisade with some pressure here in backcourt. Drew Ott with the ball. Comes to the near sideline to a Dylan Heinrichs. Heinrichs, dribble penetration, dumps it off inside to Ott. His shot is up and in. Drew Ott, obviously a big force inside for Giltner. He gets his first field goal in the ball game. Giltner is back to within 6 points. 14-8 the score. Juanita Palisade has got the lead here. On the wing on the left side is Ricky Martin. Lobs it down low. It's off of the fingertips of Harris. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Giltner. So a turnover on Juanita Palisade. That's going to be their first turnover of the ball game. Here comes Kreitz back into the ball game now for Giltner. Sean Finley is going to come back in. Here comes Lucas Richards back in for Giltner head coach Matt Drew. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play. The first game of 6. Here this morning, here on ESPN Radio. Take you well into the night. Championship Saturday here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. And now here's a traveling violation right in front of us. Giltner has whistled for the traveling violation. The Hornets have turned the ball over 5 times already here in the first quarter against the Broncos. And now Juanita Palisade will play the ball in. Bo Fanning right in front of us will play it in. They get it to a Chris Bartles out here in 3-point territory. Picked up there by Sean Finley. Giltner is in a man-to-man defense here in the first quarter. Bo Fanning on the far sideline. Gets it on the wing now. That's going to be Ricky Martin. Martin steps beyond the 3-point circle. Sends it across the top to West. West over here to Fanning. Back outside now. That's Drew Harris with the ball. Over here on the right side to Bartles. Takes the ball down to the baseline. He goes for the hole. His shot is going to be blocked down by Ott. And Drew grabs the ball for Giltner. Nice block and recovery there by Drew Ott. Here come the Hornets back the other way. They pound it inside to Dustin Hastings. Back out on the wing to Kreitz. He dribbles inside. His shot is up there. No good. He's fouling a play. So Drew Ott gets the block, recovers the ball, and then Giltner gets their break going here, and they draw the personal foul at the other end. Drew Harris gets called for the personal foul for Juanita Palisade. That's going to be his second team foul, number 3, on the Broncos here in the basketball game. Kreitz to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's his first point of the ball game. He had 10 points on Thursday in their win over Lindsay Holy Family. Came back with 13 yesterday in their semifinal win over Why Not. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is picked up on the hop here by Drew Harris. So it's now 14-9. Giltner is down by 5 points here. The Hornets looking for their first ever boys state high school basketball championship this morning. Tough task here with the Juanita Palisade Broncos. Bo Fanning with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. And he throws it to the near sideline. He throws it out of bounds. Trying to go back door. And they threw it out of bounds. That's the second turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. That's going to be Giltner inbounding the ball off of the near sideline. Lucas Richards gets it in now to Ethan Kreitz as he dribbles with the ball. Hands it away to Drew Ott. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Dustin Hastings. Hastings now down to the baseline to Finley, and he's called for the steps. John Finley whistled for the traveling violation there for Giltner. That's going to be their 6th turnover of the ball game. 2:14 to play. Giltner has hit 3 out of 6 shots here in the early going for 50%. Juanita Palisade has hit 5 out of their first 8 shots. Shooting average of 62% so far in the ball game. Here's Juanita Palisade driving for the hole. A shot is up there. That's by Martin. It's no good. Rebounded Fanning. His foul shot no good. The ball tapped to the far sideline. It is picked up here by Bartles. Down to the near side. A 3-pointer is up and in. Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin has got 7 points already here in the first quarter for the Juanita Palisade Broncos. And they go out on top down by the score of 17-9 over Giltner. We're down to a minute and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Drew out with the ball. Now to Kreitz at the top of the key. Over on the wing to Sean Finley. Now to Kreitz at the top of the circle again. Right side to Lucas Richards. Comes back out to Kreitz. Now to Richards now on the wing. They work the ball around the 3-point perimeter. Down in the corner. Here's a shot taken there by Sean Finley. No good. Ott had a rebound. Had it tipped away. Ott picks it back up though for Giltner. Sends it through the fingertips of Hastings here on the near sideline. It's loose. Dustin Hastings picks it back up. Back inside to Ott. He goes up there left-handed and scores, and he's fouled. Great job by Giltner just staying after the basketball there. It was through five, six, seven different players' hands, and finally they got it back inside to Drew Ott where he scores, and he is fouled in a play. So Drew Ott will go to the free throw line now for the Giltner Hornets. It's now 17-11. The Broncos have the lead with Ott going back to the free throw line. Drew with 5 points already in the ballgame. His free throw is up there and in. So Giltner, a big three-point play here, pulls him back to within 5 points at 17-12. The Class D2 state championship ball game this morning here on ESPN Radio. Here's a Ricky Martin with a ball for Juanita Palisade. Bounce pass comes over to Bo Fanning. Over on the wing on the left side, down to West. Brings it back inside the free throw circle. That's going to be Fanning. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops, comes out now to Ricky Martin. He tries to penetrate. Cut off nicely there by Quire, who's into the ball game for Giltner. There's a short jumper by Fanning. That's going to be no good. And the ball is run out of there by Kreitz. Kreitz has got the ball now for Giltner. Down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble. His pass deflected. Picked up by Poppin. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Juanita Palisade. And getting his hands on it was Ricky Martin. Martin recovers the ball for the Broncos to the left sideline of Bartles. Takes it down on the baseline. Bartles lobs her back out on top to Ricky Martin trying to penetrate. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Harris for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Fanning. He loses control of the ball. It's loose. Fanning comes up with it on the seat of his pants down here in 3-point territory. Flips the ball down to Chris Bartles. And Juanita Palisade maintains control here. We're down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds here in the first quarter. An off-balance shot by Martin is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Class D2 state championship ball game. One quarter in the books. The score is Juanita Palisade 17, Giltner 12.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Batteries Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera, to tuning in for coverage you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Our boys' state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Giltner basketball is brought to you by B&B Carpet, also by the Bank of Donovan, and by Hope Home Furnishings. 17-12 the score as we start the second quarter. Juanita Palisade has got the lead over the Giltner Hornets. The Broncos have the ball to begin this second quarter. Here's a Bartles with it. He works on the right side of the lane, and his shot is up there. It's no good. But he's called to the step. Sean Finley, great defense there for Giltner. Third turnover on Juanita Palisade here in the ball game. So the Hornets are trailing here after one quarter, 17-12. And now the Hornets come back with the basketball. There's Ethan Kreitz with the ball. Looks like Juanita Palisade now in his own defense here in the second quarter. Kreitz brings it to the near sideline. Cross-court pass goes over there to Lucas Richards. They pound the ball down low again to Ott. It's not to be blocked down. Drew Harris gets his second block of the ball game. The ball is recovered by the Broncos. On the dribble now is going to be Chris Bartles. Hustles into the forecourt, lobs it right side of the lane to Ricky Martin. Martin out here now to Drew Harris. Takes it down on the baseline, spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Drew Harris now with 7 points in the basketball game. Ricky Martin has got seven for Juanita Palisade, and it's 19-12. Here's a steal now. We've got a foul called. Drew Harris intercepts the ball there for the Broncos, and he is fouled in a play. So Giltner turns it over for the seventh time here this morning. Dustin Hastings picks up the personal foul for Giltner. That's going to be his first. Bo Fanning back into the ball game now, replacing Jack McGraw, who got in there just for a minute or so for Juanita Palisade. Again, the Broncos don't have much of a bench. They'll play about seven, maybe eight players in the basketball game here this morning. Here's a Drew Harris with the wall back inside. Turnaround jumper by Martin is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sean Finley of Giltner. Gets it away. Kreitz has got the ball down the right sideline. Has the ball, basketball stripped away. And his looseness picked up here by the Broncos. Now it's knocked loose again. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Juanita Palisade ball. Kreitz came back and jarred it loose from Chris Bartles. It goes out of bounds. But it's going to be Juanita Palisade inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 19-12. Juanita Palisade has got the lead. Here's West with the ball down here on the baseline to a Bo Fanning. Works it back inside. Here's a shot by Bartles up and in. Chris Bartles, he's their leading scorer, averaging 20.2 points per ball game. That's his first field goal of the day today. He's got 2 points, and Juanita Palisade now with a 21-12 lead. And the Giltner Hornets again turn the ball away to come into their offensive zone. So Juanita Palisade on a little run here at the beginning of the second quarter. Here's Martin driving the ball to the basket, puts it up there left-handed and scores. And the Hornets in trouble early as the Broncos are out to a 23-12 advantage. Again, here's a ball that's deflected into the scorer's table. 5:56 remaining here in the first quarter. In fact, all that action happens right in front of us here as it knocks our crowd microphone to the floor here. So now Giltner will play things in. The Hornets are down early by a score of 23-12 with 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Again, the Hornets facing some pressure back here in backcourt. They throw it down the far sideline. It's going to be deflected again out of bounds. And it's going to be Giltner playing things in. All of a sudden, Giltner having some problems with the Juanita Palisade pressure so far here in this ball game. Here's Kreitz. He launches up a three-pointer. Good. Nice shot there by Ethan Kreitz. He throws up his first field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game as he added a free throw earlier. Giltner is back within 8 points now, 23-15. Pressure again now by the Hornets as they match up man-to-man here. Dribbling of the ball is going to be Ricky Martin. Comes to West, now on the wing on the right side to Bo Fanning. Lobs it back out to Drew Harris. Trying to penetrate down the right side of the lane. Throws it down on the baseline to Bartles. Back inside. Here's a shot taken by Harris. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Giltner down the near sideline. They throw it into the lane. Drew Ott shot up and in. Nice ball movement there by Giltner as Drew Ott gets the field goal in the lane. Drew now with 8 points in the basketball game. And Giltner is back to a six-point deficit here at 23-17. The Hornets come back and score 5 straight points. Here's Bartles with the ball. He dribbles out here inside the free throw circle. Comes out into three-point territory. That's going to be a Ricky Martin with the ball. Martin out to Drew Harris. Lobs it right side of the lane as they get it to Martin. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. He banks one home. Martin has had 11 points so far here in the first half. He averages 12.7 on the season. So a good start here for Juanita Palisade. They have now built a 8-point lead over Giltner, 25-17. We've got a timeout. 4:41 to play, second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Juanita Palisade, 25, Giltner, 17.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class D2 state championship game here today on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution. Giltner trailing by a score of 25-17. Hornets working with the basketball as they pound it again inside. Here's Drew Ott. His shot no good. And he has fouled in a play. An acrobatic move to the basket there by Ott. He draws the personal foul, and now he'll have a couple of free throws here. Going to go on Ricky Martin. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number seven on the Broncos. So now Giltner is in the one-and-one situation. This will be a two-shot foul, though, for Drew Ott as his first one is going to be no good. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ott already with 8 points in the basketball game. Giltner has committed only 3 team fouls here in the first half, so it'll be a while before the Broncos enter the bonus situation. Next shot by Ott is up there. It is in. So Drew with 9 points now here in the first half, and the Broncos have a 7-point lead, 25-18, as they hustle back into the forecourt. Here's Bartles with the ball, comes across the top to West. Now right side to Bo Fanning. Cross-court pass goes to West, right in front of the Giltner bench. Entry pass, they get it to Bo Fanning. Over on the right side to Bartles, trying to penetrate down the low block Sends it back out of the wing to West. Across the top to Drew Harris. Giltner is in the man-to-man defense. West with the ball. Now he launches up a shot. It's going to be no good from 15. Ott had the rebound, and he's hacked on the arm and a foul called. So now Giltner will have some free throws here. Here in the bonus situation. Bo Fanning picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Here comes Jack McGraw. Into the ball game now for Juanita Palisade. He averages 1.7 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. So Drew Ott back to the free throw line here for Giltner. At 9 points to lead the Hornets so far. 25-18 is the score. We got 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first half. And the first free throw is up there and in for Ott. Giltner now 5-9 on free throws so far in this ball game. Second one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Logan Bischoff, who's into the ball game now for the Broncos. 25-19, Juanita Palisade with a 6-point lead over Giltner in his Class D2 state championship ball game for you today. Left side of the lane is going to be Bartles. He works. Nice pass inside, going for the hole. The shot is up there and in, and he's fouled. They got the ball to Drew Harris, who is sliding down the lane. Harris gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play. The basket will count. The foul is going to go on Kreitz. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 called on Giltner so far here in the ball game. And Drew Harris back to the free throw line. He's 2-for-2 so far today. Now he's 2-for-3 as that one clanks off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Poppin. So here comes Giltner. They're trailing 27-19. Long three-pointer from the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Finley. Ott had a rebound. Gets it under control. Gets it to Jacob Finley. His shot is up there from the left side down here on the baseline. No good. Now we got a traveling violation as Ott came down with the ball. Fell down on a hard one. He's called for the traveling violation. So Drew Ott continues to work hard in there for the Giltner Hornets. That was his 6th rebound already for Drew Ott. So he's got, 10 points and 6 rebounds. Almost a double-double already here in the first half of play for the Hornets. But Giltner still trailing by a score of 27-19. Juanita Palisade with the ball. Drew Harris pounds it inside to a Bischoff. Back out to Harris. Now between the rings to Bartles as he tries to penetrate. Here's Drew Harris again. Harris right side of the lane here has the ball tipped away. Poppin had it. He lost it and is picked up here by Finley. Turnover number 4 on Juanita Palisade. Here's a pass deflected. It's picked up by Giltner again. Finley at the free throw line sends it to Poppin. His leader is up there at the end. Trevor Poppin scores for Giltner. That's his 2nd field goal of the ball game. It's now a 27-21 ball game. Juanita Palisade has got the lead here over Giltner. There's a long range jumper by Bischoff for 3. It's going to be no good. Ott grabs another rebound. Sends it down here to Finley. He mishandles the ball. And finally, he gets it under control and gets it to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz hustles into the forward court now for Giltner. Almost an over and back violation there on Kreitz. Now he sends it down in the corner on the left side to Sean Finley. His pass is deflected, but we got a foul called. Drew Harris picks up the foul. That's a big one for Juanita Palisade. That's going to be his 3rd foul. So Drew Harris picks up his 3rd here in quarter number 2 with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. And now the Broncos might have to send Harris to the bench here. He's one of their leading scorers, averaging 19.8 points per ball game. So going to the free throw line for Giltner is going to be Sean Finley. Finley has got 1 point so far in the basketball game this morning. His shot is up there. It is good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. You're listening to the Class D2 state championship ball game today from the Bob Devaney Sports Center here on ESPN Radio. Sean Finley will have one more. 27-22, Giltner down by 5, and Finley hits the 2nd free throw, so he hits a pair. End of the ball game now for Giltner is going to be Lucas Richards. Going out is going to be Finley. Juanita Palisade now with a 4-point lead, 27-23. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here. Here's a Bischoff with the ball for Juanita Palisade, right in front of us here to a Ricky Martin. Back down in the corner to Bischoff. He drives that baseline, puts it up there, the shot no good, and he's hammered. Hammered on the play here by Lucas Richards of Giltner. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Hornets here in the first half of play. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Juanita Palisade will go to the free throw line. This will be Logan Bischoff. He has not scored so far in the state tournament. He'll have 2 shots. His first one is up there. That one is no good as it falls off of the right side, and Bischoff will have one more. Juanita Palisade now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line so far in this ball game. 27-23. Broncos have the lead. Next shot is up there. And that one is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Ott. Ott gets the ball down to Ethan Cranks down the near sideline, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Lucas Richards. He had Bischoff right in his face there for Juanita Palisade. And Giltner turns the ball over for the 10th time already. 10 turnovers here in the first half. Juanita Palisade under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter with a 4-point lead, 27-23. Broncos have the ball. This is Reese West with the ball now in between the rings as they send it over on the far sideline. That's going to be Ricky Martin with the ball. Down to West. And work up back inside to Bartles. Here's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Ott. The three launched there by Ricky Martin. That would not go. Giltner comes back the other way. Here's a Jacob Finley with the ball. Jacob to Kreitz now. Kreitz out here in three-point territory. They work against this zone defense for Juanita Palisade. Lucas Richards on the wing to Ott. Now inside. Here's a shot up there and in. Trevor Poppin scores on the assist that time for Drew Ott. Poppin now is 6 points in the ball game, and now the Giltner fans come alive behind us here at the Sports Center, 27-25. The Hornets back within 2 points. Here's Bartles with the ball down in the corner to Bischoff. His shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound on the weak side there by Lucas Richards. Giltner can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. And in the forecourt, Richards has got the ball. Richards now to Kreitz. Kreitz on the wing. We're down to 49 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Giltner is now trailing by 2 points at 27-25. Ethan Kreitz with the ball, moves it on the wing. Over there to a Jacob Finley. Back out to Kreitz, to Finley. Pounds it down low again. This is going to be Drew Ott. His shot is up there and in. They bank one home, and Giltner has come back to tie things up. 27-27 now with 30 seconds to play, and we'll see if Juanita Palisade will play for the final shot here. Giltner trailed at 1 point by 11 points here in the second quarter. They've now come back to tie it. We're tied at 27. Driving to the hole is going to be Bartles. He dumps it away. His shot is up and in. Bischoff scores. Dribble penetration there by Chris Bartles. Took it right to the hole and then dumps it off. And an easy field goal there for Juanita Palisade. 29-27. Broncos have a 2-point lead. 3 seconds. Here's a shot taken. No good by Kreitz. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. We've reached halftime. Juanita Palisade in a late bucket will take a 2-point lead into the locker room at halftime. But Giltner does a great job. They were down 23-12 with 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the second quarter. Giltner comes back to tie it at 27. And then the Broncos hitting a field goal right there at the end. They'll have the halftime advantage here in this Class D2 State High School Basketball Championship. So we're at halftime. We'll take a break. Juanita Palisade with a 2-point lead over Giltner. It's 29-27. You're listening to the Class D2 State Championship today on ESPN Radio.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, the Class D2 State Championship game for you here today on ESPN Radio. Giltner is trailing Juanita Palisade by a score of 29-27. Our halftime show is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all of your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. So Giltner fell behind again here in this basketball game, 5-0 at the start of the contest. Juanita Palisade had a 17-9 advantage late in the first quarter. Giltner scoring the final three to make it 17-12 at the end of one. And then the Broncos got out to an 11-point lead at 23-12 with 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the second quarter. Giltner then goes on a 15-4 run. We were tied at 27. And then it was Juanita Palisade hitting the last field goal in the second quarter, and the Broncos have a 29-27 advantage over Giltner here in this basketball game. Shooting numbers in the contest so far, Juanita Palisade hitting 12 out of 26 from the field for 46.2%. Giltner just 9 out of 18. Hornets actually shooting the ball a little bit better than the Broncos here in the first half. They're 9 out of 18 for 50%. Three-pointers, Giltner 1 out of 3 for 33%, and Juanita Palisade 2 out of 7 for 28%. Giltner hitting 8 out of 13 from the free-throw line for 61%, and Juanita Palisade 3 out of 6 for 50%. Giltner out-rebounding Juanita Palisade 17-10 here in the first half. Giltner has got 5 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Juanita Palisade with 3 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. Turnovers, Giltner has got 9 so far officially here in the ball game. Juanita Palisade has got 4 turnovers. The Hornets have come up with 2 block shots and 2 steals in the first 16 minutes. Juanita Palisade has got 3 block shots and 4 steals. Drew Ott already with 12 points and 9 rebounds to lead the Giltner Hornets here in this ball game. Drew Harris has got 11 points and 4 rebounds for Juanita Palisade. Ricky Martin has got 9 points and 2 rebounds for the Broncos here in the first half of play. Again, Juanita Palisade has got the lead over Giltner in the Class D2 state championship ball game at halftime. The score is Juanita Palisade 29, Giltner 27. We'll have more in the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show right after this.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Juanita Palisade has got a two-point lead over Giltner, 29-27. We'll check the scoring in the first half. Drew Ott is leading the way for Giltner. He has got 12 points in the ball game so far. Ott, 4 out of 6 from the field, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Like I said, he had 9 rebounds in the first half, 12 points. Also had an assist and a couple of block shots, so not bad work there for 16 minutes for Drew Ott leading the way for the Hornets. Trevor Poplin has came off the bench to score 6 points and 3 field goals. Ethan Kreitz has got a 3-pointer, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Sean Finley has got 3 points, all on free throws, 3 out of 4 from the stripe here. And Lucas Richards has got a field goal and 2 points for Giltner. Juanita Palisade being led by Ricky Martin. He has got 11 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. He's 4 out of 8 from the field, including 1 out of 3 from three-point territory. He's got a couple of rebounds, and he's got 11 points so far here in the basketball game. It's Drew Harris with 9 points so far. Harris has got a couple of three-pointers. In fact, he's got 1 three-pointer, and he's got 2 two-point field goals. And a couple of free throws. The other scorers, Bo Fanning has got 5 points. Chris Barnes has got 2. And Logan Bischoff has got 2 points here for Juanita Palisade. The Broncos have the lead over Giltner at halftime. The score 29-27. We'll come back, get you some more information here as we set the stage for the rest of the day at the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show on ESPN Radio.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature?
You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk?
Mm-hmm.
Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We're in Lincoln. Championship Saturday here for Boys State High School basketball. The first of six games here for you today is at halftime. Juanita Palisade has got the lead over Giltner, 29-27. Our next ball game will be the C2 state championship contest between Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen. The Crusaders of Lincoln Christian, the team that beat Ravenna yesterday by a score of 60-46. Lincoln Christian also picking up a win over area team Sutton in the opening round on Thursday, 48-38. So Lincoln Christian, the number 3 seeded team in Class C2, matched up with the number 1 seeded team in Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. The Knights come in with a mark of 22 wins, 5 losses on the season. Archbishop Bergen beating North Platte St. Pat's in the semifinals yesterday, 46-36. And they beat Johnson Brock, the number 8 seeded team, in the opening round by a score of 54-51. Later on today at 1 o'clock, we'll have the Class A State Championship game. That will pit Omaha Bryan and Omaha Central in our contest here on ESPN Radio. Bryan beating Omaha Creighton Prep 58-57 yesterday. Omaha Central over Norfolk 70-59. They will play at 1 o'clock, the consolation game in Class A between Omaha Creighton Prep and Norfolk, 10 o'clock this morning at Lincoln High. Class B State Championship at 6:30 tonight will pit South Sioux City against Gretna. South Sioux City being pious last night, 50-47, and Gretna downing Norris, 68-41. The consolation game at 2 this afternoon at Lincoln North Star. Class C1 will pit Minden up against Norfolk Catholic. That game will go at 8:30 tonight. Minden upsetting Grand Island Central Catholic yesterday, 70-66. Norfolk Catholic beating Milford yesterday, 55-51. So Grand Island Central Catholic will play Milford today for third place. That ball game gets underway here shortly at 10 o'clock at Lincoln North Star, and we'll have that game on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We mentioned the Class C2 state championship coming up between Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen. The third place game will go at 2 this afternoon at Lincoln High. That will put Ravenna against North Platte St. Pat's, and we'll have that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Class D1 state championship at 4:30 this afternoon, West Point Central Catholic against Howells. West Point knocking off Bruning Davenport Schickley last night, 50-42. Howells beating Pawnee City, 54-37. We've got the second half coming up here in the Class D2 state championship as Giltner tries to win their first ever state title in boys basketball. And right now they're a couple of points shy. They're down by 2 at halftime, 29-27 to the Broncos of Juanita Palisade. We'll take a break and get you to the second half straight ahead. You're listening to the Class D2 state championship on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
All right, Juanita Palisade with a lead over Giltner as we start the second half, 29-27. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Don't let trash take up all of your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Our boys' state tournament coverage on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Kurt Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kurt Chevrolet and American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table at a backyard barbecue in a local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the area athletes from your Channel Seed dealer, Seth Johnson. So we're waiting for the second half to get underway here. It'll be Giltner inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Giltner will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. The Hornets are trailing by a score of 29-27, but Giltner coming back from an 11-point deficit in the second quarter to eventually tie the game at 27-27. Here's Ott. He throws the ball right into the hands of Chris Bartles. Turnover number 11 on Giltner. First one of the second half. Bartles comes back quickly with the ball now for Juanita Palisade. Takes it down the right sideline to Drew Harris, who will play with three personal fouls. And now a foul is going to be called here on Giltner. A foul is going to go here on Lucas Richards. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on Giltner here in the second half of play. So Juanita Palisade will play things in. Martin had it, lost it. Now it's picked up here by Bartles. His off-balance shot is up and in. Chris Bartles throws one up for the right side of the lane. He scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now 31-27. Here's a steal now by Bartles in backcourt. Another turnover on Giltner. Here's a shot. It's up and in. Bo Fanning. So a turnover, number 12 on Giltner. Bo Fanning gets the field goal. And bam, just like that, it's a 6-point lead for Juanita Palisade. Driving the other way is going to be Kreitz. Dishes off now to Ott. The shot is up and in. Kreitz gets the assist. Drew Ott gets the field goal. Drew now with 14 points in the ball game. So Giltner is now trailing by 4 points, 33-29, and crashing into the scores table. Here on the near sideline is going to be Sean Finley. He tries to jar the ball loose. Finley goes sailing out of bounds. It's going to be Juanita Palisade inbounding the ball. Ricky Martin has got it now. Ricky Martin for Juanita Palisade moves it over to West down the right sideline. Holding it there will be a Bo Fanning. Fanning down to Drew Harris. As he gets it over to Bartles. Now here's a shot from the elbow. Right side of the lane. No good by Harris. And the rebound comes down to Giltner. Here come the Hornets back the other way with the basketball. It's going to be Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz nearly travels with the ball. Sends it down in the corner to Finley. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Harris as he comes out of nowhere there for Juanita Palisade to jam it into the second row of the bleachers. Giltner will play things in underneath their own hole here. Odd comes out to Ethan Kreitz. Now they get the ball back inside. They kick it back out to Finley. Finley now to Kreitz in the top of the circle. Left side to Finley. Over to Richards. His pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down here by Juanita Palisade. Another turnover on the Hornets. That's 13 for the ball game. Drew Harris back with the ball now for the Broncos as they come back into the offensive zone. Here's Bo Fanning. His long-range jumper is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around on the baseline. It's going to be picked up by Giltner. So the Hornets have the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 33-29. Giltner comes back with the ball. Dribble penetration. Sean Finley takes it into the lane. The shot is up and in. Sean Finley, a short jumper there for Giltner. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. And 33-31. Now we got a foul called. Bartles bringing the ball up the other way. The foul is going to go here on Sean Finley. That's going to be his first. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 33-31, the Class D2 state championship game for you today. And all six for you right here on ESPN Radio today. Chris Bartles with the ball down the near sideline. Comes out here between the rings now to West. Moves it over on the right side to a Bo Fanning. Now to Drew Harris as he holds the ball high above his head. Drew dribbles once. There's a pass to Bartles. His running one-hander is up there and in. Chris Bartles scoring there for Juanita Palisade. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos out to a 4-point lead now. 35-31. Some pressure in backcourt. Giltner breaks it easily. Coming back the other way is going to be Hastings. He goes for the hole and a shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. So Hastings will go to the free throw line now. Foul is going to be called on Ricky Martin. That's going to be his third. So now Juanita Palisade has got two of their big guys in, two of their three in some foul trouble with three fouls. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Hastings. He'll have another one. So Harris now with three. Martin has got three fouls. The other high-scoring individual is Chris Bartles. He don't have any fouls. Next free throw is going to be no good, but it's chased down here by Poppin. They work the ball inside to Ott. He loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Winnie Palisade. Running back the other way. Harris for three. Bingo. Drew Harris throws up the free ball from the right sideline and scores. Harris now with 14 points in the basketball game. And it's now a 38-31 lead again for Juanita Palisade. Giltner with the ball back in the offensive zone. Kreitz has got it. Out to Finley. Now over in the wing on the left side. Drumming with the ball is going to be Hastings. Back to Kreitz. Now on the right side of the wing to Finley. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Ricky Martin getting over here to deflect the ball for Juanita Palisade. Giltner will play things in off of the near sideline. Down to 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Juanita Palisade with a lead. Ott with the ball down low, tries to spin. He's covered up, comes back out to Kreitz, top of the key. Moves to his right, fires up a long three. It's good. Ethan Kreitz hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. Didn't like his first look at the basket. Dribbled once and moved himself to the right and fires up the three and hits it. Kreitz has now got 7 points in the basketball game, 38-34. Giltner trailing by 4 points. Here's Harris with the ball. Just inside the ring on the right side of the lane. Pounds it inside to Bartles. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Dustin Hastings picks up the foul for Giltner. That's going to be his second. And Bartles will go to the free throw line now for Juanita Palisade. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far in the ball game today. Bartles has had a very productive state tournament so far. 22 points in the ball game over St. Mary's on Thursday. Came back with 18 more yesterday. And now Bartles has got 7 points in this one. As he hits his free throw, Bartles averaging 20.2 on the season. The Juanita Palisade lead is back up to 5 points now at 39-34. Next one is up there and is good, so Bartles hits a pair of free throws. It's now 40-34. Giltner down by 6 points here in the state championship game in Class D2. There's a Dustin Hastings with the ball, breaks the pressure. Nice feed down to Poppin. He goes for the hole and shot. It's up there. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes to Ott. He falls down and a traveling violation is called. Ott falls over the top of Harris, who is already down in the lane. Ott falls over him, and he's looking for the traveling violation. So Giltner, they miss on a golden opportunity right there to put some points on the scoreboard as Ott is whistling for the traveling violation in the lane. 40-34, the Broncos have the lead. Bartles down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket and scores. Chris Bartles takes it right to the hole and scores. He's now in double figures with 10 points. And the Broncos are out to a 42-34 advantage. And now we got a traveling violation in backcourt and Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz has whistled for the traveling violation. Again, bringing the ball up. Boy, this pressure has really hurt Giltner. They've got 14 turnovers in this basketball game. That was a big one right there. Ricky Martin has now got the ball for the Broncos. Over on the right side to Reese West. Down in the corner to Fanning. Back inside. Here's a shot by Bartles. No good. Rebound comes down to Kreitz, and he's hacked on the arm, and a foul is called. Kreitz was spinning out of there. Going to take the ball up the floor, and he's immediately hit on the play here by Juanita Palisade. So to be Giltner playing things in here in backcourt. The foul goes on West. That's going to be his first foul. There comes Giltner back with the ball down the near sideline. Richards sends it down to Poppin on the baseline. Back out on the wing to Lucas Richards. Back around to the wing on the left side. Here's Kreitz. His shot is up and in. A three-pointer. Ethan Kreitz throws up his third three of the ball game. He's now in double figures with 10 points. And Giltner is back to within five. It's 42-37. Juanita Palisade with the lead. Here's a Martin. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the left side. Don't get it. The ball is brought down by Finley. Jacob Finley with the ball. Now to Ethan Kreitz. Hustles into the offensive zone. Drives into the free throw line. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Poppin. He spins in the lane. The ball knocked loose. Poppin picks it back up to the far sideline. Finley. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there. Richards grabs the ball. Giltner keeps it alive. Over on the wing on the left side to Finley. Back out to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz now to Lucas Richards. To Kreitz, back to Richards. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Poppin, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So a great job by Giltner on the boards here. Giltner continues to out-rebound Juanita Palisade. In fact, it's not even close. Giltner, 27 rebounds in the ball game, only 10 for Juanita Palisade so far in this ball game. They get 3-4 shots in the hole there, and Giltner again will play things in. We've got a timeout as Bo Fanning was whistled for that last personal foul. It's going to be a second. We've got a timeout. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. Juanita Palisade, 42, Giltner, 37.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Boys State Tournament basketball coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet in American Revolution. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Kreitz. It's going to be short. Long rebound. Kreitz grabs it again for Giltner. Kreitz has to get rid of it. Does so. Ruthless Richards now for three. A shot good. Boy, how many chances did Giltner have with that possession? Finally, Lucas Richards nails the three ball. And Giltner is back within 2 points. 42-40 is the score. Here's Ricky Martin with the ball now for Juanita Palisade. Down on the baseline. Jack McGraw into the ball game now to Harris. He drives the ball down the lane, goes for the hole, and shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Drew Ott grabs another rebound for the Giltner Hornets. For Ott, that's rebound number 13 in the ball game. Dribbling inside. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Richards. Tap try, no good. Rebound Richards. Follow shot is up there and in. Three shots to the hole again for Giltner. Lucas Richards gets the field goal to go down, and we are tied up again. 42 points apiece, and now the Broncos want to call a timeout. The Broncos want to call a timeout here. 1 minute, 41 seconds to play in the third quarter. Giltner has come back to tie the score. We've got a break. Juanita Palisade 42, Giltner 42. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Batteries Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera to tuning in for coverage, you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All right, the Giltner Hornets have come back to tie the score. We're at 42 here in the third quarter of the Class D2 State Championship game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Drew Harris with the ball. Now for the Broncos. Down in the corner. Launches up a three. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Kreitz. Here comes Giltner now with a chance to pull ahead with a field goal. They hustle into the forecourt. Finley gets it out to Kreitz on the wing. Back to Finley. Now to Kreitz. Free throw line extended left side all the way to the sideline over there. They play catch with it. Finley works the ball inside to Ott. Grabs it. His shot no good, but he's hammered on the arm. So Drew Ott will go to the free throw line now for Giltner. Ott so far with 14 points in the basketball game. He scored just two so far here in the second half. But Ott will have a couple of free throws here. It's fouled into play by Ricky Martin. And his shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim, and it falls off the left side. No good. And now Martin's going to have to come out of the ball game. That's going to be his fourth foul. So the guy that's averaging 12.7 points per ball game is now on the bench here for Juanita Palisade late in the third quarter. Drew Ott will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Logan Bischoff. So Ott misses a pair of free throws. We are still tied at 42 points apiece here in the third quarter. There's a Bartles with the ball. Moves it to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Harris. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. And riding him down there was Ryan Clyer of Giltner. And he picks up the personal foul. Clyer picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number four on Giltner here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Giltner will be Sean Finley. And coming out will be Clyer. So we're tied up at 42 points apiece, 56.3 seconds to play in this Class D2 state championship ball game. Class C2 is coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Drew Harris with the ball, moves into the free throw line, covered up. Now he forces up a shot over Finley. It's going to be an air ball, goes out of bounds. Great defense there by Sean Finley of Giltner right in the face of Drew Harris. And Harris throws up the air ball from the free throw line. So here's Giltner back with the ball with a chance to pull ahead here. Kreitz has got it. Comes to the near side now to Sean Finley. Back out between the rings to Lucas Richards. Down in the corner, here's a three-pointer by Finley. That's going to be no good. And the rebound on the weak side here by Reese West. West clears it away now to Bartles. Hustles into the forecourt. We're down to 27 seconds to play. Bartles takes it down to the baseline. His off-balance shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Finley. Gilder sends it to the far sideline. Finley has got it again. Jacob Finley down on the right side to Lucas Richards. He lobs it into the lane way over the head of a Drew Ott out of bounds. 15 turnovers on Giltner here in the ball game. We're down to 14.1 seconds to play in the third quarter. Juanita Palisade will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Chris Bartles has got it to the right sideline to Drew Harris. Harris picked up by Sean Finley. Trying to drive it, can't do it. Harris has to get rid of it, does so. Bartles has got it now. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. He puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Jacob Finley, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. So the Giltner Hornets just 8 minutes away from winning a state championship in Class D2 boys basketball. We are tied up after three quarters. It's Juanita Palisade 42, Giltner 42. You're listening to the Class D2 state championship on ESPN Radio.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Giltner 42, Juanita Palisade 42. Giltner shooting 15 of 32 from the field so far. Right about to, 46% in the ball game. Juanita Palisade 17 out of 40 for 42.5%. The Broncos have the basketball to begin this fourth and final quarter. To decide the Class D2 state championship, here's Bartles down on the baseline trying to drive it. The foul is going to be called here on Giltner. It's going to go on to Sean Finley. That's going to be his second. Drew Ott so far in the ball game for Giltner, now with 14 points, 13 rebounds to lead the Hornets. Broncos will inbound underneath their own basket. That was only personal foul number 5 on Giltner here in this second half of play. Ricky Martin with the ball now to Bartles. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives it up to West down on the baseline to Bo Fanning. Fanning holds the ball. Here's an entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Bartles, and he sends it over here to Harris. Harris now to Bartles. He lobs it to the right side of the lane. Ricky Martin back outside. Bartles takes it to the top of the key. Stops right there. Good defense by Giltner. The Hornets in their man-to-man. Here's a lob pass inside to Harris. He grabs the ball, and his shot's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. So they work the ball right to the left of the basket there. And the foul is going to be called here on Trevor Poppin. That's going to be his second for Giltner. Team foul number 6 on the Hornets here in the second half, but this will be a shooting situation. Drew Harris to the free throw line. He's got 14 points in the ball game. First free throw is going to be up there, no good. He'll get one more. Harris has had monster games so far in the state tournament, 25 and 17 in the two contests, but he misses a pair of free throws here, and the rebound comes down to Giltner. So now the Hornets again have a chance to pull ahead. We're tied up at 42. Giltner has got the ball. They work it into their offensive zone. Dustin Hastings has got it down here in the corner. Trevor Poppin holds the ball. Down to Hastings, comes across the top to Kreitz, and over on the wing. On the left side to Sean Finley. Gets it inside to Poppin. He's double-teamed. Over on the wing now to Dustin Hastings. Moves it out on the baseline. Dumps it off inside to Poppin. His shot's going to be blocked down. Gets his own ball back and shoots and scores. His first shot was blocked, and Poppin stayed after it there for Giltner. Got it back and put it down through the hole. And now Giltner has got a lead, 44-42. We are in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot now by Bartles. His shot is up and in. Chris Bartles, another off-balance shot there. He's now got 12 points in the ball game for Juanita Palisade. We're tied up at 44 points apiece here in the fourth quarter. Here's Drew Ott with the ball now. Drew off to Dustin Hastings. He brings it into the offensive zone with a left-handed dribble. Now to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz dribbling with the ball as Whitey to Palisade stays with that zone defense. Out between the rings again to Ethan Kreitz on the wing. Now to Dustin Hastings. Now to Kreitz at the top of the circle. Fakes the three. Now hands it away to Sean Finley. Now to Kreitz on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over here to Dustin Hastings. Holds the ball on the wing. Comes back out to Finley between the circles. Now they lob it inside to Drew Ott. His shot off the window is good, and he's fouling the play. Ott now is 16 in the ball game, and he's fouling the play. That's going to go on Bo Fanning. That's going to be his third. Check that. That's his fifth personal foul officially. Bo Fanning is now out of the ball game here for Juanita Palisade with 5:55 to play in the fourth quarter. Now, we told you earlier in the pregame show, this team does not have a lot of depth coming off of the bench. So now Giltner has gotten into the Juanita Palisade bench. With 5:55 to play, as Bo Fanning, one of the starters, fouls out. Out to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Drew having a tough day from the stripe here. He's 4 out of 8. 46-44, Giltner has got a two-point lead. Here's a Chris Bartles with the ball now for Juanita Palisade. Comes over here to West. Entry pass deflected away. It's loose and it's going to be picked up here by the Giltner Hornets. That's Poppin with the ball. Back the other way comes Giltner down in the corner on the right side to Lucas Richards. Out of the wing now to Kreitz. Moves to his left. Fires up a three. It's good. Ethan Kreitz throws up a three ball. He's now got 13, and this is Giltner's biggest lead of the ball game. 49-44, 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. The Hornets call. Nope, it's going to be Juanita Palisade calling a timeout. So Giltner, after being tied 42-42 at the end of three quarters, has come out here and outscored Juanita Palisade 7-2 to begin the fourth quarter, and the Hornets have the lead. 5:19 to play. Here in quarter number four, it's Giltner 49, Juanita Palisade 44.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, our boys' state tournament coverage brought to you in part this weekend by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Also by Kurt Chevrolet of Hastings, Kurt Chevrolet and American Revolution. Giltner basketball this weekend. Some great people supporting the Hornets this season. Village of Giltner, Todd's Body and Glass, also by the Sit and Bowl Saloon, and by Honeycutt Farms. Here's Juanita Palisade with the ball as we come back to action. A shot by Bartles is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Drew Ott. Ott gets the ball to Kreitz. Brings it back to Drew now. They hustle into the forecourt to Kreitz. Sends it down in the corner on the right side. Now back inside to Ott. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Drew Harris. Back the other way now for Juanita Palisade. 49-44 is the score. Giltner on a 7-2 run to begin this fourth quarter. Here's a Ricky Martin, left side of the lane. Martin forces up a left-handed shot. No good. Goes for the rebound. It's knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called as Martin is knocked out of the hardwood here at the Sports Center. Lucas Richards, I think, is the guilty party. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number 7 on the Hornets. The Class C2 state championship ball game is coming up next here on ESPN Radio. That's going to pit Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont and Lincoln Christian. The team has beaten Ravenna and Sutton so far here in the state tournament this week. Ricky Martin at the free throw line for Juanita Palisade. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and now he hits his first free throw of the day. He's in double figures with 10. That's what Martin scored yesterday when Juanita Palisade beat Sterling 50-46. 49-45 is the score here. Giltner has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls down through the hole. 49-46 now. Giltner with a three-point lead. They face this pressure again in backcourt. It's caused some problems for the Hornets. They've got 15 turnovers in the ballgame, but they break it easily this time. Dustin Hastings, right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Gives it out to Ethan Kreitz. Now to Hastings again. Hastings puts it on the floor once. Comes out to Kreitz. Brings it back to Hastings. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Kreitz. Now on the left wing. lobs it back inside to Ott. His shot is up there and in. Drew Ott scores off of the paint or off of the window. He's now got 18 points in the basketball game. A whale of a performance by Drew Ott. 51-46. Giltner now with a 5-point lead. Halfway through the fourth quarter here. There's a Jack McGraw with the ball now for Juanita Palisade. Down in the corner to Drew Harris. Harris puts it on the floor. Dribbles up high on the block. Hands it away over there to Bartles. Bartles on the deep wing right in front of the Bronco bench. In trouble. Bartles has to get rid of it and does. West has got it now. Picked up out there by Jacob Finley of Giltner. Here's Ricky Martin with the ball just to the left of the lane. Angles toward the basket. Goes to the lane. His shot is up there. No good. And he's fouled into play. So now Martin will go back to the free throw line here. The foul is going to be called on Dustin Hastings. That's going to be his third. And to the free throw line is going to be Ricky Martin. He has got 11 points in the basketball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Giltner now has a 4-point lead at 51-47. Grand Island Central Catholic right now playing in the consolation ball game in Class C1. Playing Milford. The action is on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Second free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Ott. So Drew Ott with the ball now for the Hornets. Giltner has got a 4-point lead, 51-47. Ott now with the ball, 200 pass, goes down in the corner to Finley, throws up a 3-ball. It's going to be up there, no good. Down for the rebound as Lutz goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Juanita Palisade. So Giltner making their 14th appearance here in the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, looking for their first state championship. They are 3 minutes and 19 seconds away. They've got a 4-point lead, 51-47. Driving down the lane, a shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. Chris Bartles again. Taking the ball to the hole there for Juanita Palisade. The foul is going to go on Finley. That's going to be his first. So Bartles, again, going to the free throw line. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. 5 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. As Chris Bartles will toe the mark here for a couple of shots as he was mauled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. 51-48. A 3-point lead now for Giltner. We're down to 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Next free throw is up there. It's good. So now the Broncos back to within 2 points. Juanita Palisade has enjoyed a double-digit lead here in this ball game, but Giltner keeps coming back. And the Hornets right now have a 2-point advantage, 51-49, driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Dustin Hastings took it right to the hole there for Giltner, and the ball just rolls off of the left side. No good. And he's fouling the play here. That's going to go on Ricky Martin, and now he is gone. So Ricky Martin fouls out of the ball game now with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play. So the foul's starting to catch up with Juanita Palisade. He becomes the second member of the starting five to foul out of the ball game. He leads with 12 points. Dustin Hastings goes to the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. That's his first point of the ball game. And Giltner now has a 3-point lead, 52-49. With 2 of the 5 starters on the bench now, fouling out of the contest for the Broncos. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down and is picked up here by West. Reese West takes the ball to the right sideline. Bartles has got it now. Spins right side of the lane. Bartles has to get rid of it. Trying to go up for the shot and finally gets rid of it to the far sideline to Harris. Harris now to Bartles, down to 2:45 to play. Giltner has got a 3-point lead, 52-49. Drew Harris with the ball out to West. West moves it to the near side now. That's a Jack McGraw. McGraw down in the corner, down to Bartles. He launches up a 3. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz for Giltner puts it on the floor, dribbles into the offensive zone, and now an over and back violation. He stops right at the 10-second line, and then he's whistled for the over and back violation. A turnover on Giltner, their 16th of the ballgame. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Giltner trying to win their first ever state championship in boys basketball in their first state championship game. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and the Hornets come out of there with the ball. Trevor Poppin has got it on the 6th turnover for Juanita Palisade. There's Jacob Finley now. They get it to Poppin at the elbow, drives the ball down the paint, goes for the bucket, he's shot good, and he's fouled. Trevor Poppin gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled in the play. Boy, Poppin has come up big in the last 2 ball games for Giltner. He had a string of 7 straight points yesterday in their ball game against Wynot. They gave Giltner a little bit of breathing room. And now Poppin gets a big offensive board there, and he gets the field goal to go down. And that gives Giltner a 5-point lead down. He'll go to the free throw line. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout. The score is Giltner 54, Wynota Palisade 49.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the boys' state tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. Got 6 state championship games. We're nearing the completion of the first one. Giltner has got the lead over Wynota Palisade. The score is 54-49. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet and American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. To the free throw line is going to be Poppin. Trevor Poppin. His shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wynota Palisade. So Giltner has got a 5-point lead. We've hit 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 54-49. Palisade with the ball. Right sideline, that's going to be Reese West. Takes it down to Barnes. He drives the baseline. His running one-hander is up there and in. Barnes now with 16 points in the ball game, 54-51. Giltner leading by 3 points. Here's a Dustin Hastings with the ball. Down the far sideline to Kreitz. Kreitz nearly lost the ball. Keeps it under control. Now to Poppin. Poppin kicks it back out on the wing on the left side to Kreitz. Now to Jacob Finley. Over here to a Dustin Hastings. Back out to Kreitz. We're down to 90 seconds to play. Giltner holding on to the ball here. The Hornets have a 3-point advantage. 54-51 is the score. And now we're going to have a foul called here. Dustin Hastings is fouled in a play by Logan Bischoff. Bischoff picks up his first, and now the Hornets will have to knock down some free throws as the Broncos are going to be in the fouling mode down the stretch here. Going to the free throw line will be Hastings. 1 out of 4 from the line so far today. Hastings puts it up there. The shot in and out, no good, and foul is going to be called on the rebound. A foul is going to be called here on Giltner on the rebound. And we walk to the other end now. This will be a foul on Drew Ott. That's Drew's second. But now it's going to be Wynota Palisade going to the other end here for some free throws. 1:18 to play here in the Class D2 state championship game. Drew Harris to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in as he knocks down that one. He is now 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Hastings, whether a Harris now with 15 points in the ball game for Wynota Palisade. Next one is up there. It's good. And we've got a 1-point ball game, gang. 54-53. Giltner has got the lead. We're down to 1:12 to play. And now we got a violation on Giltner. Dustin Hastings bringing the ball up the right sideline is calling for the palming violation. 17 turnovers now in Giltner. And now Wynota Palisade with a chance to pull ahead here. 54-53 is the score. 1:07 to play here for the title. Here's a Bartles with the ball. Bartles right side of the lane, backs up, spins, puts up an off-balance shot. No good. He draws the personal foul. And Bartles will go to the free throw line now for Wynota Palisade. Dustin Hastings picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So now Chris Bartles has a chance to put Wynota Palisade out on top. 59 seconds to go. Shot is up there. It's good. Bartles is now 5 out of 5 on free throws this afternoon. He has got 17 points in the basketball game. We're tied at 54. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Ott's got the rebound. So Giltner has got the ball in a tie ball game. Now it's 54. 53 seconds to play. Down the far sideline is Kreitz. Kreitz moves it over here to Dustin Hastings. Hustles into the forecourt. Jump pass comes over to Ott. Ott now to Ethan Kreitz. He's out here in 3-point territory, directing some traffic. Out to Finley. Now to Kreitz. We're down to 39 seconds to play. Giltner, will they play for the final shot to win this baby? Here's a Jacob Finley to the far sideline to Hastings. Back to Kreitz. Now to Jacob Finley. Down to Ethan Kreitz. Down to Finley again. We're down to 27 seconds to play. We're tied up at 54 in the Class D2 state championship ball game here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Dustin Hastings out to Kreitz. 17 seconds to play. And now the head coach for Giltner calls a timeout. Giltner calls the timeout here to try to set up a potential game-winning shot. 17 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Giltner 54, Juanita Palisade 54.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today. South Burlington in Hastings.
All right, what a way to start our championship Saturday here. 17 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Giltner 54, Juanita Palisade 54. The Hornets have trailed by as many as 11 points here in this ballgame. That was back in the second quarter. It was a two-point ball game at halftime, 29-27 in favor of the Broncos. Tied up at 42 after three quarters, and then Giltner gets out to a lead of 49-44. Juanita Palisade comes back. We're tied at 54. Now with 17 seconds to play. And Giltner will inbound the ball with a chance to win this baby. Their first ever state championship in boys basketball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner. Down the stretch here in the event of a jump ball. Giltner inbounds the ball. Ethan Kreitz has got it out here. 13 seconds, 12, 11, 10. Kreitz is holding on to the ball. Kreitz moves it to the right side on the dribble. We're down to 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 3 seconds. Hastings down in the corner. A shot by Finley is going to be blocked out of bounds. 1.6 seconds to play. It is blocked out of bounds down there. Now Giltner calls a timeout. Jacob Finley throwing up a 3-ball from the corner that was blocked out of bounds. And now we got a timeout again. 1.6 seconds to play. We'll come back to score Giltner 54, Juanita Palisade 54.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Drew Harris officially getting credit for the block there for Juanita Palisade on a Jacob Finley field goal attempt from the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now Giltner has got a chance to win it here in the closing seconds of the ball game. 1.6 seconds to play. Giltner will inbound the ball down here in the corner, and you would have to think that they would just lob the ball into Drew Ott and try to get a tip in the lane or maybe get a foul call and send Ott to the free throw line. Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Giltner hits it! A three-point field goal! And Giltner wins the state championship! Holy smokes! Ethan Kreitz throws up a three-ball at the buzzer for Giltner, and he wins it. Giltner wins their first-ever state championship in boys basketball. Wow! The celebration is on. 1.6 seconds. Giltner inbounded the ball from underneath their own hole. Ethan Kreitz sets out here in three-point territory, just to the left of the lane, throws up a three-ball at the buzzer. Nothing but net for Ethan Kreitz. He ends up scoring 16 points in the ball game today for the Giltner Hornets, and Giltner wins their first ever boys basketball state championship in their 14th appearance. They played for the state football championship back in 2009 and got ripped apart by Howells in their first attempt to win a state title. Howells beat them by a score of 68-28. Not today in basketball, as Giltner wins the state championship with a last second shot by Ethan Kreitz. Giltner wins it today. Final score, Giltner 57, Juanita Palisade 54. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament here on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics, and we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora, go Hornets!
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Batteries Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera, to tuning in for coverage you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
And we're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. What a finish to the Class D2 State Championship ball game here today. The Giltner Hornets knock off Juanita Palisade 57-54 on a three-pointer at the buzzer by Ethan Kreitz for Giltner. So Giltner ends this season a mark of 25 wins, 2 losses. They win their first state championship in boys basketball. Juanita Palisade will finish at 26-2. A tight basketball game, and boy, Giltner just fought to the bitter end. They fell behind 5-0 in the ball game, fell behind 17-9 in the first quarter. It was 17-12 at the end of one period. Juanita Palisade actually got out to a 12-point lead in the early stages of the second quarter. They led 23-12 at one point. Giltner fought back to tie the game at 27-27 as they went on a 15-4 run late in the second quarter. Juanita Palisade had a 2-point lead at halftime, 29-27. Juanita Palisade got out to an 8-point lead in the third quarter at 42-34. Giltner again came back as they scored the last 8 points of the third quarter to tie it up at 42. Giltner then opening up a 5-point advantage in the fourth quarter as they start the quarter on a 7-2 run to go out on top 49-44 with 5:20 remaining. Juanita Palisade comes back to eventually tie the game at 54-54 with 17 seconds to play. Jacob Finley had the first chance at winning this ball game for Giltner. His shot from the deep left corner was blocked out of bounds by Drew Harris with a minute, or actually a 1.6 seconds to play. And then Giltner inbounds the ball there with 1.6 seconds to play from the corner. They got it into Ethan Kreins, and he pulls the trigger from three-point range just to the left of the lane, and he nails the three-pointer, and Giltner wins the ball game in the Class D2 state championship here today over Juanita Palisade by a score of 57-54. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament here on ESPN Radio.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Well, the Class D2 State Basketball Championship belongs to the Giltner Hornets. Ethan Kreitz, the hero of the day today, hitting a jumper, a three-pointer at the buzzer. And Giltner wins it today over Juanita Palisade by a score of 57-54. Checking the final numbers in the ball game, Giltner ended up shooting 21 out of 42, exactly 50% from the field today. Meanwhile, Juanita Palisade was 19 out of 45 for 42.2%. Giltner hitting 6 of 13 three-pointers for 46.2%. Juanita Palisade hit 3 out of 11 for 27.3%. The Hornets hit 9 out of 22 from the free throw line today for only 40.9%. Juanita Palisade was 13 out of 20 for 65%. Tell you what, here's where Giltner won the ball game. Rebounding. Giltner had 40 rebounds in the ball game compared to 20 for Juanita Palisade. Giltner had 14 offensive rebounds, 26 on defense. Juanita Palisade had 5 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. So Giltner out-rebounds Juanita Palisade 40-20 in the ball game here today. The Giltner Hornets also coming up with, 3 block shots, 4 steals. They had 18 turnovers in the ball game. Juanita Palisade had 6 block shots and 8 steals, 6 turnovers in the contest. Juanita Palisade dropping this one to Giltner today in the Class D2 State Championship ball game by a score of 57-54. We'll have more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk Floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics, and we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora, go Hornets!
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Battery Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera, to tuning in for coverage you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Again, welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show following the Class D2 State Championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio. Remember, Misco Sports, we're getting ready for the spring sports season. Whether it be baseball or softball, they've got the hats, they've got the uniforms, the travel bags, whatever you need. They also carry bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, catcher's equipment, batting gloves, you name it, training and practice accessories. Remember, see Misco Sports before the games begin. Misco Sports at 2014 Central Avenue in Kearney. So the final totals in the ball game here today. Giltner was led by Drew Ott, 18 points and 17 rebounds in the ball game today. A double-double for Drew Ott, 16 points and 7 rebounds today for Ethan Kreitz, including the game winner at the buzzer for Giltner. The other scorers for the Hornets, Trevor Poppin, a good performance again, 10 points and 5 rebounds. Lucas Richards had 7 points and 4 rebounds for Giltner. Sean Finley had 5 points and 2 rebounds, and Dustin Hastings had 1 point in the ball game here today. Juanita Palisade, they were led by Chris Bartles. He had 17 points in the ball game today, 17 points and 1 rebound. Drew Harris had 16 points and 7 rebounds. Ricky Martin had 12 points and 4 rebounds. 7 points and 2 rebounds for Bo Fanning. And that is it. Only 4 guys scored for Juanita Palisade here in the basketball game today. And the Broncos lost a couple of starters down the stretch because of foul trouble. And they eventually fouled out of the ballgame. Ricky Martin at the 2:58 mark. Bull Fanning with 5:55 remaining in the ballgame. But Ethan Kreitz hitting the jumper there for Giltner. And the Hornets win it by the score of 57-54. The Hornets now marching off the floor here with a state championship trophy in tow. And the Hornets win their first ever state championship in boys basketball in their 14th try. This is the first time they've played in the state championship ball game in boys basketball. And the first title that they're going to walk out of here with here this morning as they get a last-second jumper from Ethan Kreitz to win it. And Giltner knocks off Juanita Palisade by a score of 57-54. That's just the start of things here today on the Championship Saturday at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We have got all six state championship games coming up today on ESPN Radio. Next up, we've got the Class C2 state title ball game between Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen. We'll get things started in about 25 minutes from right now here on ESPN Radio. But again, the final score in that first one, Giltner knocking off Juanita Palisade by a score of 57-54. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio. We have got the next game coming up. We'll talk to you in about 25 minutes from right now. This is Mike Will from the Bob Devaney Sports Center on ESPN Radio.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.